Thousands of Rohingya Muslims fleeing the persecution in Myanmar are stranded at the border with Bangladesh. The fresh exodus of Rohingyas was triggered after the army launched a new crackdown in Rakhine State following militant attacks on security posts. Witnesses from Maung Dao town say government soldiers entered predominantly Muslim areas on Friday, shooting people and setting fire to homes and property. Myanmar's authorities, however, have blamed the violence on the minority group, saying they attacked police posts and killed a dozen soldiers. The heavy-handed crackdown by the army and Buddhist extremists has claimed hundreds of lives of the Rohingyas and forced tens of thousands of them to flee the area since 2012. Let's go now to the British capital, London, to talk to Tun Kin, president of the Burmese Rohingya Organization UK. Mr. Kin, thank you so much for your time and for joining Top 5 on Press TV. So a few days ago, we had Kofi Annan, chair of the Advisory Commission on Rakhine State, who has been interestingly appointed by the State Councillor of Myanmar, Aung San Suu Kyi, talking about the need to stop the atrocities against the Rohingya refugees, to labeling them as the single biggest stateless community. Do you think his words are going to make any difference in this? And what do you think about the irony of the fact that this commission has been launched by Aung San Suu Kyi, who herself has been doing little to help the plight of these stateless people?
Yes, I think we need to see that the commission recommendations are very good, but the point, as you also mentioned just now, is founded by Aung San Suu Kyi, and I don't think that much recommendation they will be implement. I doubt it, because you know we have seen interim report which was released on March this year, but there is no such implementation we have seen, and we can't see any political willingness to solve the Rohingya issue, to restore their rights. Unfortunately, in Burma, there is no political willingness from NLD, no political willingness from military side, and even the state government side. So the thing is, even we have seen like rising tensions and military new crackdown, and this will be a kind of a big excuse they will use not to implement their recommendations. So this is my point here. So whatever what's happening now is very serious. I want to point out where hundreds of Rohingya been killed since like 2 days ago, new crackdown, and also some Rohingya houses been burned down. Many Rohingyas are facing humanitarian aid access since last October. Currently, situation is getting much more worse compared with last week's event. So I want to point here is we need international intervention urgently needed to stop these atrocities against Rohingya. You know, there will be a much more people will be killed by military. That according to the way they are cracking down, according to the rounding up Rohingya villages, this is very, very serious, and we need emergency response, immediate response. We are facing emergency crisis. So the point here is how international community will react this. We need to see international community intervention is the only way to stop this. Burmese government, they doing it, they did it in the past, and they will do it in future. That is how we have seen, that is what I think, and we really need international pressure for now to stop this. That is urgent message from, as a Rohingya myself and activists, you know, that is what we've been receiving from the ground. Many Rohingyas been killed, and still they are slaughtering Rohingyas. So burning down Rohingya houses going on last few hours ago. That is what's happening right now.
Okay, thank you so much. Tun Kin, president of the Burmese Rohingya Organization UK, joining us live from the British capital, London.